It's Flash of Genius. Quick hitting topics around product development with Noah McNeely from Product Quick Start. I don't know why I was pausing like that. Felt very dramatic. Noah, let's get right into it. Should I find a factory on Alibaba?
So you told me not to say it depends, so I won't.
See, why are you giving the pre-show conversations we have on the air? Okay, yeah.
We are an open book here.
That's right.
But so the answer is no, probably not. It's really a bad idea. It's going to be really fast and fun at first. Then it's really going to hurt and you're probably going to die.
Wow.
Wait, I was answering the wrong question. That was, should I jump out of an airplane without a parachute?
Okay.
But the answer is very much the same. It's usually not a good idea to try to go direct to a factory through Alibaba, because just like anything else on the internet, there's good, there's bad, there's ugly, there's people out to scam you. Some of the factories you see there are legit. They're fantastic. Some of them are just a guy looking like a factory, but he has nothing going on. Some people are just reselling products that other people make, and it can be a scary thing to navigate.
Actually, I'm going to ask a follow-up question. When I've talked about Alibaba before on this show or other iterations about product development, it's almost like Alibaba was like listing on Amazon. So how are they even involved when it comes to finding factories?
Well, so Alibaba is a it's sort of a connection tool. It kind of looks like Amazon, but it's really connecting factories all around the world, but mostly in China. You as a consumer can go and you can buy 1,000 of something or whatever off of that. And if you see something on there that's like what you want and they're already making it, yeah, maybe there's a path there. But to get someone to do something custom through Alibaba can be very dangerous. I've been doing this a long time. I've never met anyone that had a great experience with that.
That's probably so the best answer, yeah.
You've heard of, the old Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. There's a lot more than 40 Thieves on Alibaba. But there is a good way to use Alibaba, and I actually do use it with some of my clients. And the way we do that is in conjunction with a factory that we've already vetted, we already trust, we already know it's a real factory. So if we need to source something kind of commodity, like I've got this project right now where we're sourcing these little, I guess you call them fairy lights, they're these little battery-powered things that look like Christmas lights, kind of. That's not really the product. That's just something that goes on the product that we're developing custom. What we do, we don't go to Alibaba and look for those factories and call those factories directly. Instead, we go to Alibaba. We find, hey, here's 4, 5, 10 companies that make fairy lights, or at least claim they do. Then we go to our factory, one of the factories we already know, we already trust, we already get product from, and we have them check them out, because they can get the real deal, China to China deal of, A, are you real? Are you just some guy trying to rip people off? Do you actually make these fairy lights, or do you buy and resell these? And then they can also negotiate a much better price than we could just directly to Alibaba.
So the flash of genius that you definitely want to get across in this is, when it comes to dealing with factories in the development of your product, boy, you want to talk about buyer beware, or be careful of what you look for on the internet. I mean, it's a very, very, very hard road to travel alone. And I love what you said. You haven't found anybody yet who's done it by themselves and been completely satisfied.
That's right. I mean, don't jump out of an airplane without a parachute. Don't buy food from a guy under a bridge. And don't just go to Alibaba to find your factory.
Those are three flashes of genius right there. Sounds like this might be a topic we come back to. So this was a good teaser. Perhaps there's a longer conversation to be had around factories and developing your product. For Noah McNeely, this is Stephen Julian. Thanks for listening to Flash of Genius.